I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Haiti's news headlines paint a grim picture: gang violence, kidnappings, political anarchy. But what's the local perspective? We spoke with Kate Michel from Radio TV 4VEH, the evangelistic voice of Haiti and ministry partner of Trans World Radio.
I've been involved in Haiti for more than 20 years. I've seen it better in Haiti. And, you know, my husband is from Haiti, from Cap-Haitien. We are excited about some of the things we see going on in Haiti. It's not all bad news by any means. Certainly that's what people hear often. But there are so many beautiful things in Haiti, so much potential.
For VEH, broadcast gospel-based programs in Haiti, everything from prayer to agriculture to local soccer games, showcasing the good in Haiti. Please pray for gospel peace. The gospel reached Vietnam more than a century ago, yet Christians still don't have an obvious presence in the communist country. Most believers kept to themselves for fear of persecution. That began to change during the pandemic. A3's Joe Handley.
The church started reaching out, meeting people's needs physically. That gave opportunity for them to share the love and truth of Christ.
Believers received unexpected favor from the government as a result, and then favor turned to gospel opportunity.
The Vietnamese government endorsed and gave permission for the Billy Graham Association to hold a couple of festivals in country.
And pray for endurance as believers follow up with everyone who expressed interest in Jesus during the festivals.
It is an amazing season in Vietnam right now. Post-pandemic, the spiritual hunger is very high.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.